programming note, Justice Matters with Bob Ganji will be back on the air at its regular time next week, Thursdays at 6:30 p.m. Stay tuned for a report to the listener from the WBAI's local station board coming up.
WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM. Streaming at www.wbai.org.
Hello, this is a report from the WBAI local station board. Every month, different members of the local board will inform the community on the matters of WBAI, and members of the community will have the chance to call in and share their ideas on how to build a stronger WBAI. The license for WBAI is held by the Pacifica Foundation, which holds the license for four other community radio stations and has around 200 affiliates across the U.S. Pacifica was founded by pacifists after World War II in 1949, and the mission calls for radio that fosters understanding among nations and individuals, encourages creativity, and promotes innovative, uncensored distribution of news. WBAI became a part of Pacifica in 1960. The revised Pacifica bylaws of 2003 brought us the first governing local station boards to be elected by listeners and staff, initiating an era of increased inclusion, participation, accountability, and transparency throughout the network. The Local Station Board, or LSB, is a subcommittee of the Pacifica Board of Directors and has specific powers and responsibilities. For more information about WBAI and Pacifica, please visit WBAI.org. Thank you for tuning in to this report from the WBAI Local Station Board.
Welcome to this third report of 2021 from the WBAI Local Station Board, which we refer to as the LSB. My name is R. Paul Martin. I'm one of the six staff delegates on the LSB. I'm also the treasurer of the LSB, and this evening I'll be serving as your facilitator, doing station IDs, identifying who's speaking, and asking clarifying questions if necessary. This month, we're presenting various members of the LSB. Now, in the first half of this hour, each participant will give a report, and when all the reports are done, then they'll have the opportunity to ask each other questions or to make comments on any of the reports just given. In the second half of this hour, we'll open the phone lines and invite you to call in with your questions and comments. This format will be repeated in the second hour. Before introducing who will be giving reports today, I've been asked to present the Pacifica mission statement, which serves as a reminder of where we started and ultimately where we should be. So here are the five items in the Pacifica mission statement as presented by various former LSB members.
The Pacifica mission statement.
A, to establish a foundation organized and operated exclusively for educational purposes, no part of the net earnings of which inures to the benefit of any member of the foundation.
B, to establish and operate for educational purposes in such a manner that the facilities involved shall be as nearly self-sustaining as possible. One or more radio broadcasting stations licensed by the Federal Communications Commission and subject in their operation to the regulatory actions of the Commission under the Communications Act of 1934, as amended.
C, in radio broadcasting operations to encourage and provide outlets for the creative skills and energies of the community, to conduct classes and workshops in the writing and producing of drama, to establish awards and scholarships for creative writing, to offer performance facilities to amateur instrumentalists, choral groups, orchestral groups, and music students, and to promote and aid other creative activities which will serve the cultural welfare of the community.
D, in radio broadcasting operations to engage in any activity that shall contribute to a lasting understanding between nations and between the individuals of all nations, races, creeds, and colors, to gather and disseminate information on the causes of conflict between any and all of such groups, and through any and all means compatible with the purposes of this corporation to promote the study of political and economic problems and of the causes of religious, philosophical, and racial antagonisms.
E. In radio broadcasting operations to promote the full distribution of public information, to obtain access to sources of news not commonly brought together in the same medium, and to employ such varied voices in the public presentation of accurate, objective, and comprehensive news on all matters vitally affecting the community. Article 2, subsection A, was amended March 6, 1971, filed April 9, 1971, and corrected, amended, filed May 5, 1971.
And there you have it, the Pacifica mission statement. All right, so let me introduce today's participants. In this first hour, we'll hear from Basir Mchawi.
Hello.
And Hazel Pinder.
Hello.
Basir is a staff delegate, which means that he was elected by the WBAI staff to represent them on the LSP. Hazel is a listener delegate, which means that she was elected by the WBAI listeners to represent them on the LSP. Let's start with staff delegate Basir Mchawi. Go ahead.
Thank you, R. Paul. Greetings to the entire WBAI family. I hope you are well as the COVID-19 global pandemic appears to have slowed down in North America while it does serious damage in parts of South America and parts of South Asia. I want to start out by mentioning that WBAI radio pioneer Bob Fass has joined the ancestors. A true innovator, complete with his own idiosyncrasies that many of us have experienced, he will be remembered at midnight tonight on his show, Radio Unnameable, right here on WBAI. So you can tune in this evening at midnight, Radio Unnameable, where friends and associates of Bob Fass will remember him. So please check that out. I last reported on the LSB show in September of 2020. There are some good things to report. Thanks to the work of LSB member John Brinkley and WBAI listeners in New Jersey, WBAI now has a billboard on the New Jersey Turnpike at Exit 15. This marketing tool was secured at no cost to WBAI. On your way south on I-95 or coming back north, take a look. It is one example of the type of guerrilla marketing that we must do if we are going to truly expand the WBAI listener base. The recent WBAI membership drive that ended on April 7th has been successful, but we still need your support. You can donate by calling 212-209-2950, or you can go to the website give2wbai.org. That's give, G-I-V-E, the number 2, WBAI.org, and you can make your tax-deductible contribution to our work. The April 7th membership drive cutoff date, actually, was to make as many listeners as possible eligible to vote in an upcoming bylaws referendum that begins in June. There is an attempt by some forces in Pacifica to drastically change the governance of the Pacifica Network and WBAI. You will hear more about what is being proposed in the near future. I do have some glitches in the membership drive to report. Several listeners called, texted, or emailed me about their failed attempts to list Education at the Crossroads, the show that I've been hosting and producing now for about 25 years. They attempted to try to list Education at the Crossroads as their favorite program after making donations. This was both on the website and at the call center. The problem has been fixed, but management cannot use any metrics that employ listeners' favorite program as a means of program evaluation. They attempted to try to list Education at the Crossroads as their favorite program, but it was not possible. Along those lines, it is important for WBAI producers to participate in the bylaws referendum vote. We must organize discussion sessions where the specifics of the proposed changes are analyzed and debated. As I said in my last presentation here on the LSB show, WBAI producers, though mostly unpaid, are workers. They should be treated with the dignity and respect that so-called leftist progressives reserve for those who work. Producers must organize to defend their rights and create a safe and nurturing working environment. If we support the right of those who work at Amazon or Walmart to organize, then no one at BAI or Pacifica can oppose such an effort. As for programming, it is important that WBAI uses emerging technologies during this pandemic period. I have facilitated WBAI listeners seeing Education at the Crossroads in real time using Facebook Live and Zoom. This technique has helped to expand the WBAI base and is a sample of what can be done. What other emerging technologies can we use to support our work? Right now, we are coming to you via Zoom. Finally, tomorrow, April 30th, is International Jazz Day. Can anyone explain why WBAI has no jazz programming on the entire program grid? In New York City, which has been a cradle of jazz innovation since the 1920s, WBAI has no room for what icons like Baba Randy Weston and Brother Ahmed Abdullah have called African rhythms and music of the spirit. Revolutionary thought and politics must rest in revolutionary creative expression. That is the way this stuff works. It always has and always will. Thank you for paying close attention.
Okay, thank you, Basir Mchawi, for that report. And at this point in time, it is 7:12 p.m. And here at WBAI 99.5 WBAI New York 99.5 FM on your dial, and we're streaming at www.wbai.org. Normally at this time, you'd be listening to the Ralph Nader Hour, Ralph Nader Radio Hour with Ralph Nader, but that is not on today. This is a report from the WBAI Local Station Board. My name is R. Paul Martin. I'm your facilitator today, and this month we're presenting various members of the LSB. You just got through listening to Staff Delegate Basir Mchawi. Now let's hear from Listener Delegate Hazel Pinder.
Hello, and welcome to all my beloved BAI and Pacifica listeners, members, staff, and friends. My name is Hazel S. Pinder, and I applaud all of you for being here this evening to listen to my report. Like many of you, I am a longtime listener and supporter, as well as an LSB member. For over 35 years, I have learned from past producers such as Bernard White, Eddie Ellis, Esther Amar, Ilambe Brath, Al Lewis, Omar Deville, and Hugh Hamilton, to name a few. What an education I have truly been enlightened by BAI. At this time, I would also like to extend my condolences to the Bob Fast family for their loss. Bob was a longtime producer of a show called Radio Unnameable, where he once saved a suicide victim's life by keeping them talking on the phone while authorities were able to make the rescue. He also gave up his airtime to various local groups and is called the father of freeform radio because he he hosted a guest while people called in and asked questions of the guest. He also played musical selections Bob Dylan, Richie Havens, and Frank Zappa, to name a few. He will be missed. He also protested the Vietnam War and was able to broadcast events on locations like the Chicago 7 trial. But I digress. Again, my name is Hazel Pinder, and many of you know me from CIMOTAP or UNIA or the Justice and Unity Group. I was also involved with WBAI Fight Back, as well as the Coalition to Free Mumia and All Political Prisoners. I am against the criminal injustice system and believe that many inmates are innocent. I recently attended a rally in Philadelphia sponsored by the Free Mumia Coalition, where I heard the great Johanna Fernandez and Pam Africa and many others who believe in Mumia's innocence. BAI is part of a chain of stations, two of which are in California, one in Texas, and one in Washington, D.C. WBAI stands for World Broadcast Associates Incorporated and has been around for 60 years. This station has helped to enrich my life. I've made friends through BAI and met many like-minded people who are concerned about what's going on locally, statewide, and nationally, as well as globally. BAI and its four Pacifica stations have contributed enormously to my public education with its programming, which advances peace and social justice, as well as alternative culture. BAI's mission is to give the listener audience accurate, objective, and comprehensive news on all matters affecting the community. We are listener sponsored, which means we are commercial free, and we rely on you, the audience, to keep going and to be able to continue for future generations. I am an elected local station board member, as well as a retired school teacher who's taught in the city and Long Island and Brooklyn, Harlem for 35 years. And I can remember sitting in my car and being late for work because I couldn't bear to turn off the station because the program was so compelling. And I'm sure many of you share similar experiences. Some of my favorite programs are Any Saturday, Education at the Crossroads, The GBE Experience, A New Day with Johanna Fernandez, Building Bridges, Mimi Rosenberg, The Black Agenda Report, Good Morning Nueva York, Radio Gag, Law of the Land, City Watch, Latin Roots. There's also a new show called Mindfield, hosted by Dr. McIntosh, on mental health, which is just what we need with all the recent police killings and COVID situation going on. I especially enjoy all the shows on climate change and health, like Ecologic, Take Charge of Your Health, and Quantum Medicine. I could go on and on. We need to preserve the legacy of this station, especially now, because many stations are struggling. Our paid staff has been slashed, and sometimes the delivery of premiums can be slow, but we have a new computer system in place, and we're working to update our files and have everything streamlined. This new system is called Allegiance, and it's going to be used for data management and fundraising. Unfortunately, there are powers that be that I believe would like to sell or swap the station and signal. In 2019, there was an actual takeover of the station where BAI was shut down temporarily, and we were able to defeat these forces by a vote of 2-1 against the bylaw referendum. Guess what, folks? They're back. There's another vote scheduled, I believe, August, for August. Please vote no. It's now called New Day Pacifica. But don't be fooled. It's the same book with a different chapter. This unnecessary election will cost the station over $100,000. They're trying to bankrupt us. I urge you to vote no on the new bylaw referendum. With the new referendum, a small group can control all the stations because all they need is 1% of the membership instead of the current 5%. The LSB members will no longer have a say in station policies and procedures. Have I used up my time, R. Paul?
Nope. Okay. You have 3:28 left.
Okay, thanks. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we have the smartest listeners in the world listening to BAI. And as I said before, I've been listening to this station for over 35 years. It has truly changed my life. Hence, I am now a station board member. I vowed to help this station any way I could. I make phone calls. I go to rallies. I saw one of our station board members, Marilyn, at the last rally. Hi, Marilyn, if you're listening. I have friends, as I said before, who I speak to from this station. It's truly a gem. The powers that be would like to get rid of it. Why? I don't know. Probably because we tell the truth. WBAI has always been known as the station that kicks butt because we tell the truth. We don't hold back. And there are certain forces out there that would like to shut us down. Please don't let them, folks. Become a BAI member. I donate money often, as often as I can. I try to help this station any way I can. And I pledge to continue to fight for you. We're trying to make changes. There are many new shows that are out. I know some people say that a lot of their programs are not there anymore, but we do have new programs for you that are of interest. So please continue to support this station, and I will continue to work for you to keep this station on the air. Thank you so much for your support.
Okay, thank you, Hazel Pinder. And I think I have to read a read something here. I need to note that we are in the period where the fair campaign provisions are in effect, and people should be careful about saying anything on air that would trigger a violation of those provisions and consequently give equal time to others regarding a referendum. Listeners will get ballots. Everybody will get ballots in June. And everyone is encouraged to do their research online. Okay. Do either of you have any questions about the reports given? Either of you? I'm thinking no. Okay. If there are no questions for each other. And
I'll ask Hazel a question.
Okay, go ahead. Shiram Chowie, go ahead.
Hazel, how do you think that the current program grid shapes up to what existed in the past?
Well, I know sometimes there are things posted and then that show, you know, is not played. It's preempted. So I know that does happen. You know, I know people are listening for this show and sometimes the show's not there. Yes, that does happen. And some of the shows that people loved are gone. That has happened also. But we do have new shows. And remember, we do have a staff that's been slashed. You know, the other stations did not slash their staffs like we did. We fought, you know, they came in, busted the door open, told us to cut back on our staff. And we did. And the other stations did not do this. So, you know, we're working with a skeleton crew. So we're doing the best we can. And it's not easy, especially in this day and age. So, yes, I know there are some changes to the schedule. Yes, I do know. I acknowledge that. And I know people are not happy about it.
Okay. All right. Hazel Pinder, do you have any questions for Basiram Chowie?
Well, not a question. Basir has hosted a show called Education at the Crossroads. It's been on for a long time, and it's very informative. Whenever I listen to it, I learn so much. And there's always a group that you can join or links that you can click on to get more information about what's going on in the educational field in New York City.
Thank you for that, Hazel.
You're welcome.
Okay.
An endorsement of Education at the Crossroads.
Okay. Do either of you have anything further for questions or comments on what you've each said?
I just like to reiterate.
I think we're ready for the listeners, Hazel.
Yeah, we're ready for the listeners.
Okay, so we're ready to go to listeners. Let's see. It is 7:24 p.m. here at WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM, and we're streaming at www.wbai.org. This is a report from the WBAI Local Station Board. My name is R. Paul Martin. I'm your facilitator today. This month, we're presenting various members of the LSP. In this hour, we've heard from Staff Delegate Basir Mchawi and Listener Delegate Hazel Pinder. And now it's time to hear from you. We're taking calls at 1-212-209-2877. Again, that's 1-212-209-2877. We encourage new callers to join the conversation, and I want to remind you that we're continuing in our new protocol to accommodate as many listeners as possible, so there will be a 3-minute time limit for each call. It can be 3 minutes of interaction with LSP members or a 3-minute monologue, but 3 minutes is the limit for the entire call. And now to give our engineer time to light up the calls, here is some dialing music.
We don't need any stinking dialing music. We got three callers on the line.
Okay, let's hear the first caller. Caller, you're on the air. Hello, caller?
Hello? Hello?
Yes,
WBI. Oh, yes, you're on the air.
Okay, thanks. Hi, everyone. Basir, I wanted to ask you a clarifying question. You said that when listeners want to give money, they can now find Education at the Crossroads. Is that correct?
Well, what happened, I reported that I had gotten calls, emails, and texts during the membership drive, which was probably from like the middle of March up until April 7th. I had gotten information that people had donated to WBAI and attempted to donate making Education at the Crossroads their favorite program. Because in each instance, you're asked, would you like to go ahead and indicate a favorite program? And at the time, Education at the Crossroads was not listed as a program, so therefore the listeners could not indicate that Education at the Crossroads was their choice. This first was at the website, and then subsequently it also was experienced at the call center. A listener called me and said when they attempted to indicate that Education at the Crossroads would be their favorite program, the person in the call center said no such program existed. This has been fixed now. But, you know, my issue was that, you know, very often management will talk about, well, such and such a program had so many people say it's their favorite program. But of course, under the circumstances, doing that does not make any sense, especially when there were programs that were not available for that process.
Okay. Thank you for the clarification. I looked at the program grid for a quick minute today, and it was, I just had to laugh because there were so many programs that were, that said, instead of the real program that was supposed to be on, it said special program, and then it said hosted by, and next to hosted by, it said host. I mean, it's very problematic, and the listeners are really upset, not with you or Hazel by any means, or our Paul. This is not, you know, your responsibility, but listeners are, you know, the program times are constantly being changed around, and the program grid is never updated on the website. And I think that, you know, Minefield needs an hour and not a half an hour, and I think that the tone of some of the programming is not community oriented as it used to be back in the day when I used to work there and when I used to produce there. And I'm very concerned about that. Okay. Because I think that what?
The 3 minutes are up. And
okay, thank you, R. Paul.
Okay, thank you. All right, and at this point in time, I have to break the station and say it is 7:29 p.m., and this is WBAI New York, 99.5 FM. We're streaming live at www.wbai.org. This is a report from the WBAI Local Station Board. My name is R. Paul Martin. I'm your facilitator this month, and we're presenting members from the LSB in this hour. We've heard from Staff Delegate Basiram Chowie and Listener Delegate Hazel Pinder, and it has been requested that I suggest that people might want to help support WBAI by calling 1-212-209-2950. That is the number to call to pledge some amount of money. That's not the on-air number. That's a pledge number. And if you want to become a BAI buddy, which is the name of our sustaining membership, you can call 1-212-209-2950 or go to givetowbai.org. And we hope that things will work out a bit better than some of the stuff you're hearing about right here in terms of some matters regarding finding shows that you can donate for. Okay, that's the breaking of the station. Do we have another caller, Max?
Yes, we do.
We have three more.
Okay. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Yes, hello. I really love the Ralph Nader Radio Hour, but this show is a lot of fun, too. So what can we do, right? I have two quick points I'd like to make, because I know you want to get to some other callers. And I'll make them really quick. One is Leonard Lopate is getting extremely predictable. He has the same guests on over and over again, and no other show does that except for him. And it's kind of unlistenable, actually. And the shows not only have the same guests, but it's kind of mundane, suburban-esque, non-WBAI at the heart matters. And I just don't know whether that's ever been addressed or not. It's somewhat problematic. And also, my other quick point I'd like to make is Hazel listed off all of her favorite shows, and I like a lot of those shows, Radio GBE and Education at the Crossroads and all those. But I think we'd be remiss if we did not mention the one show that really challenges everything every single day, raises more money for BAI than all the other shows combined, and that's the Gary Null Show. And I think that we really should honor his commitment to the station and what he does, and I'm just so thankful for his show. And what he does and what he offers to his listeners and to WBAI, literally by keeping it on above ground, just on his own. Not to mention the coverage he does and the way he challenges the current situation with the mainstream's narrative of the lockdown and all that. So I'm going to leave my time up to the rest of the callers, and thank you all very, very much for WBAI.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, caller. All right, Max, do we have another caller?
Go ahead, caller.
Okay, go ahead, caller. You're on the air. You have 3 minutes.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Great. I love the station. My name is Gwen, and I live in Queens, and I've been a WBAI buddy for a number of years. I want to thank the station for giving to having a show about political prisoners and for having on the count. And Ecologic. There's a lot of programs, Democracy Now, and even Gary Null, although I don't think he should have 5 days. I don't think I think that's entirely too much programming for one person. Also, he's not the only person in the world that has a perspective on health. So that's my 2 cents about that. I think BAI would do well by having some kind of advertisement in the subways, because a lot of people travel on the subways, and you know, all kinds of income stratas and all of that. I don't have anything more to say. Just keep doing what you're doing, and I do not support the referendum. I think there should be more talk about that, because it's kind of complicated. So producers would do well by having some people coming on and explaining what it's all about. And thank you again for being there. And I hope the station continues for another 60 years.
Thank you, Gwen.
Okay. Thank
You're
you,
very
Paul.
Welcome.
Yes, thank you, Gwen. And we
You're
hope
welcome.
That we'll be able to present information and discussion about the proposed bylaw changes. We're working on it.
Let's not trigger anything. Okay. Do we have another caller, Max?
This is the last caller, 212-209-2877, to talk to members of the WBAI local station board. 212.
So we're going to another caller, and if you call in right now, you might be the next one after that caller. Okay, caller, you're on the air.
Thank you. I would like to say, first of all, to Bashir Mchawi and to Hazel Pinder, I thank you guys for doing what you're doing. You're on opposite, shall we say, teams, but both of you are contributing quite enormously. And contribution of quality educational contribution for us all is what we should focus in on. I note that money is the driver of things, but I noted you had one newcomer to join the station who wanted people to pledge for $1,000. It was, I thought, somewhat... It wasn't BAI-ish, I say. The quality of your program should not depend upon the, should not be judged upon the contribution, whether they become buddies or whether they give $1,000. Keep in mind that BAI is focused towards educating, uplifting, and entertaining all people at different levels. And if we are to do this, then we have to come to a, shall we say, a number of common factors in which individuals are affected, okay, in everyday life. So, basically, the quality of your programs is, I think, should be the focus, and a different mean of judging whether or not this program should be on, okay, should be developed by the station other than just the money sign. And the previous call thing that was quite on point, you need not have someone come on every day. Collective unity that came on after the Midnight Ravers. An excellent program. You had Reggie, I think it's Reggie, who did his musical program early in the morning. An excellent program. But hey, you give them one shot. So what I'm saying, diversity, yes, you need to add more flavor to the stew. Okay, put a little different seasoning in it to make it so where people will turn on their radio and not move the station, okay? Not move the dial, that is, because there's always something that's flavorable, meaningful, right, educational. And in regards to someone...
Well, thank you, caller. Okay. We have to give
thank
everybody
you for
3 minutes,
the time
and 3 minutes has passed.
Thank you.
I guess you can call in again. Thank you, caller. Okay, Max, is there another caller on the line?
Oh, there are many more callers. Let me just say that Reggie, that the previous caller referred to, was heard midnights on Monday every week. So Reggie is not gone. He's on Mondays at midnight.
Okay. Do we have another caller? Hello, caller. You're on the air. You have 3 minutes.
Great. I'm calling from Bushwick. My name is Tina Pena, and I'm very grateful for this station. I'm grateful that I don't have to have the computer on to listen to something that has complete, extreme meaning, and I just love, 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 and so grateful for your station. As far as stirring up the stew and adding different things, I have to agree with, I don't know what caller it was, about Leonard Lopate. That show belongs on NPR or something like that. I think that it is fluffy and boring, and as soon as it comes on, I am the one to click the station, turn it off. So That is the one show. Otherwise, I don't really have any other complaints about about the station. So thank you.
All right. Well, thank you, caller. Do either of the live participants, want to react to that since there's some time left with that?
Well, I'm thinking that, the intent of management was to, kind of broaden WBAI's listenership a little bit in regards to, dealing with Leonard Lopate. We've had several callers call in and say that they had some issues. I guess it's something that management can, in fact, consider at some particular point. But I think we've got room. We've got 24 hours, 7 days a week. And I think there's room for a lot of different voices on WBAI. And that's one of the things I think that people are probably most interested in at this time. That we maintain a kind of diverse programming that really begins to mirror New York City, which many stations on the air literally do not.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Do we have another caller? If we do, hello, caller. Hello. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air. You have 3 minutes.
Okay. I'm grateful to be able to share. Let me say a few things. My impression of this show is the LSB's report to the listener. I've been listening a long time, and no slight to my fellow listeners, but they read the mission statement, and within that mission statement is a guide, it's my interpretation that this is a guide to what the show is about. But mostly it's just people calling in about programming, which is great, but it's only about programming. The mission statement is much more diverse than that. It covers a broad spectrum, and it would be great to hear more feedback from people. Is the station and the producers following the mission statement? One place you can get together, people can get together and listeners can get together, is the Community Advisory Board. And that is on the webpage, WBI, and you could also find information about it on WPKTF. And you can find announcements of when these meetings are happening. Now, I'll give you an example. As a united bunch of people who are listening, it's growing. You have the ability there to make motions. And then, for instance, programming suggestions can go further, in my opinion. And that is by a consensus, making a vote, making a motion, letters can be sent. And it is our responsibility at the Community Advisory Board to advise the LSB, the local station board, and management, following the rules of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. They have rules set up there that the CAB is supposed to operate within. So I invite my fellow listeners to join the Community Advisory Board, and your message can be much more united and actually get a little further than this radio program as far as being a part of a group instead of individual, which is also needed, also valid, but just wanted to give that information out. One other comment, the station, if you go to also the Finance Committee meetings, which is, may I say, chaired by our current host of the show, who does an excellent job, and you'll learn about the finances of the station. I don't know any and all the producers right now all together are not pulling the station out of the hole that it's in. So, I want to say that, too. I'll stop right there. Thank you.
Thank you, caller. That's a 3 minutes. Thank you. Let me clarify. The caller was talking about a place to find out where the meetings are. That website is kpftx.org. That's kpftx.org, and you can see where all the information about all of the meetings that are going on in Pacifica. Okay, can we have the next caller, please? And caller, you're on the air.
Yes, hi, good evening. I'm calling to say that my name is Linda. I made a call into the station yesterday during the Leonard Lopez program, and I would just like to say that I am very pleased with him. He offers quite diverse different topics, and no one program is going to appeal to your whole entire audience. But, you know, there's good. Take the good that you can get out of whichever program it is that you seem to tune into at the time. Because if you have an open mind, there's something that you can get from just about each and every one of them. Please don't think about removing him from the station. Thank you. Have a good evening.
Okay. Thank you, listener. Do we have another listener in there, Max?
We have about six or seven more standing by.
Okay. Let's get the next listener on. And hello, BAI, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Hello? Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, hello.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
You have three minutes.
Okay,
go ahead. Gene.
Okay, you got it. I'm Gene in Rockland County. I just feel like the state, I could be wrong, but my impression is the station has gotten away from the radical politics. Like, it's spread out more, and it's more diverse, but I can't relate to a lot of the shows any longer. I guess I'm from the old school, you might say, from back in the 60s and 70s. It seemed back then, and I'm not the only one. I've talked to some other people that it just seems to have, you know, it does give some of the shows like Richard Wolf, Ralph Nader. I really appreciate these shows. We Want the World, Michio Kaku, Democracy Now!, you know. It just seems like there's a lot of other stuff that I can't relate to. It's not to say that others can't, you know. So, I mean, I only have my perspective, but I need to throw that in. So, you know, Gary Noel, I mean, I've listened to him for a long time. He has a contribution to make, but I think he's got too much airtime. They should put him on, in my opinion, put him on in the morning and maybe like 4 days a week or 3 days just in the morning. And, you know, there's just so much help. I can get help from other sources. I thought it was about radical politics, you know, starting in the early 60s. That was the mission. That's what I want more of. So that's my take. I appreciate all of you listening to this.
Okay. Thank you, caller.
You got it.
Do either of the participants from the LSB have anything to add to that?
Yes, I do, Mark Paul.
Okay, Hazel Pinder, go ahead.
As for the Leonard Lopate show, he had a large following. That's one of the reasons why they brought him on. And, you know, they figured it would boost our numbers, okay? That's why he was brought on. And, you know, my sister listens to his show all the time. She's a big fan. She loves his show. So as one of the callers said, you know, some shows might not appeal to some people and it will to others. So we have a variety. And we also have new shows. For instance, there's a show on Alzheimer's and veterans. You know, veterans may be at a higher risk for dementia due to their service. And that's coming on Tuesday. That's a special. So that's a show. So we always have something of interest, you know. You have to take the good with the bad. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Do we have another caller, Max?
On the line.
Okay, caller. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
You have 3 minutes.
Hello.
Go ahead, caller. I think I'm
Noah, you're confusing yourself. Turn your radio off so you can hear what's happening.
Please turn down your radio when you call in. Okay.
To diversify the programming. And when I don't turn, I have turned off Gary Noel now. We have too much of this conspiracy stuff. I've been listening and going to retreats for 30 years, but I think it's too much of that stuff already. A lot of negativity. I like when Paul D'Arienzo gives the news, when it's clarity. People have to be helped on how to produce programs, and there should be someone behind the scenes, you know, giving and receiving feedback. I want more secular programming. When I see how other people are when they come to visit, my kids and others, they've been listening to NPR, so we need some magazine shows. The theater is a good emphasis in programming and at that time. I think Linda's done some good job there. I've been listening to Mchawi for years, but we do have to diversify. Thank you, Leonie Hampson, and other things that people listen for. And I have been getting better contact and better information from friends that they like that. I like Positive Mind was very important to many, many people and got many listeners. You want that. Plus, we want a revolutionary outlook overall, but we have to be inclusive. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, caller. All right, Max, do we have any other callers on the line?
We do indeed. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
Hello, gentlemen. Just want to tell Max and Brother Barcia, love your show, Barcia. Max, you put me to sleep with the Golden Age Radio, listening to the oldies.
Hey.
I myself, I'm 43, so I'm a big Honeymooners fan, big Three Stooges fan. as far as like fundraisers, you guys can't have Christine Blasdale reruns several times a week. If you're going to do fundraising, I know the fundraisers is very critical. I know everyone's out of a job and stuff like that. Try to make the fundraisers live. Don't make them reruns. As a matter of fact, I don't know why they can't put Christine Blasdale. I know she lives in Australia, but have a platform so she can be on. She can be doing the fundraisers live. She wants to do it with Brett Michael Phillips. You know, he has such a powerful story. You know, I just love hearing the guy talk about his story, about how he worked for PlayStation, got sold out, and came out with his own homeopathy technique. Just as long as they're alive, they can have the people from Boku Foods come on. Just as long as they're alive, the reruns are so redundant it's not funny. Also, the ones with Tony Bates. You know, we had Dr. Ben and Dr. The guy from Scientology. You know, they play those reruns like 1,000 times. Try to get the fundraisers live. And something else I was going to say. I can't think of it right now. Yeah, I ordered something from the website. Wasn't a pledge. It was 4 months ago. I'm still waiting. My Gary Knowles Supreme Health Formula. That thing cost me $100. You know, that's a lot of money, you know. And I'm waiting for 4 months for this thing. But I emailed premiums at BAI.org. I'm just waiting to hear back from them. But I can't stress when they do the fundraisers, please try to make them live. Don't have them as reruns.
Okay, thank you, caller. I think we have time for one final caller in this segment. So, caller, you're on the line. You got three minutes.
Let me just briefly respond. We can't do live fundraising because the station is still in pandemic lockdown, so no one is in the station except the engineers. And here's the last caller.
Caller, you're on the air. You have 3 minutes.
Okay, thank you. I would like to say this. In regards to fundraising monies, is it possible for you to have programming, good programs, and give people the opportunity to feel that they should and they want to contribute, not a said amount, not to be a buddy-buddy, but whatever it is that they can donate, because then you gain a loyal follower. You gain allegiance, a person's allegiance to the program. The other thing that I would like to say is Robert Knight. He's no longer with us, but his program was so unique and so, I mean, hey, there is someone out there I know that can pick up that mantle and carry it. or basically offer their offerings that may be acceptable. So quality is important. The last thing, you ask the listeners to go online and do their research. But if the West Coast wants to go against the East Coast or the East versus the West, wouldn't it be wonderful to have a segment, even if it's just half an hour, where finance state what's going on? What is your problem in collecting whatever grants may be out there? How are you financially? Have you met your obligations? Okay. If someone gives a great amount, are they getting credit for it? Are you saying thank you to them? How is the money moving? Have various segments of administration. Have a half hour so that people can be well-rounded and not go on and look at the internet where it can tell you what they want you to know. But you have the opportunity to listen to various sides and get a broader picture. I thank
okay.
you. I,
thank
I
you, caller. Time is up. And, in fact,
thank
time
you.
Is up for this particular hour of the segment of the LSB report. And we'd like to thank LSB members Basir M. Chawi and Hazel Pinder for their participation. And we have some meeting announcements to tell you about now. The full schedule of PNB and LSB teleconference meetings is available at kpftx.org. And the stream of those meetings can also be heard there. And also, those meetings are usually recorded, and you can listen to meetings that have already happened up at kpftx.org. Upcoming meetings, Thursday, May 6th at 8:30 p.m. on kpftx.org is the meeting of the Pacifica National Board. On Wednesday, May 12th at 7 p.m., there will be the WBAI LSB meeting / Delegates Assembly. On Wednesday, May 19th at 7 p.m., there will be the WBAI Local Finance Committee meeting. And those are the announcements here. And I think our engineer is going to take us into the next hour now.
AI in New York, 99.5 FM, streaming at www.wbai.org.
Hello, this is a report from the WBAI Local Station Board. Every month, different members of the local board will inform the community on the matters of WBAI, and members of the community will have the chance to call in and share their ideas on how to build a stronger WBAI. The license for WBAI is held by the Pacifica Foundation, which holds the license for 4 other community radio stations and has around 200 affiliates across the U.S. Founded by pacifists after World War II in 1949, the Pacifica mission calls for radio that fosters understanding amongst nations and individuals, encourages creativity, and promotes innovative, uncensored distribution of news. WBAI became a part of Pacifica in 1960. The revised Pacifica bylaws of 2003 brought us the first governing local station boards to be elected by listeners and staff, initiating an era of increased inclusion, participation, accountability, and transparency throughout the network. The Local Station Board, or LSB, is a subcommittee of the Pacifica Board of Directors and has specific powers and responsibilities. For more information about WBAI and Pacifica, please visit WBAI.org. Thank you for tuning in to this report from the WBAI Local Station Board.
Hello? R. Paul Martin.
Ah, yes. Here we are. And I think we've got people for our next hour here. And it's 8 o'clock here at WBAI. WBAI New York, 99.5 on your FM dial. And we're streaming here at www.wbai.org. This is the third report of 2021 from the WBAI Local Station Board. My name is R. Paul Martin. I'm your facilitator today. This month, we're presenting various members of the LSP. In this second hour, we'll hear from Marilyn Vogt Downey. Hello, Marilyn Vogt Downey. I hope she's there. And Michael D.D. White.
Hello, R. Paul. Thank you.
Okay. Both Marilyn and Michael are listener delegates, which means that they were elected by WBAI listeners to represent them on the LSP. So this hour will have the same format as the previous hour. Each LSP member will get 10 minutes to make a presentation, and we'll start with listener delegate Marilyn Vogt Downey.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi. Hi. Thank you, Paul. Hi, I'm Marilyn Vogt Downey, and I have served on the WBAI Local Station Board representing listeners for 2 years now. And they have been an event-packed 2 years. There was never a dull moment, I would say. In October, as I think others have said, in October 2019, as many of you may recall, rogue elements from Pacifica invaded our station and tried to shut it down and take it over. But we fought back against them, and 1 month later, we drove them out. That was the first thing. Then that was followed by, very quickly, by a campaign by the same, essentially the same Pacifica elements to try to make changes in the Pacifica bylaws that would have eliminated Democratic control over all five stations and replace them at that time with a non-elected board. That was in the early months of 2020. However, we were able to mobilize all of you out there and all of our wonderful WBAI producers and staff, and we roundly defeated that nasty attack on Democratic Community Radio. That was followed then by the pandemic, which everyone has experienced and which caused us to make very, very drastic changes in the station and how we function in all respects. Now, my assignments, since I've been on the board, I chaired the local station board's management evaluation committee. The Pacifica bylaws state that the local station board should prepare a written evaluation of the general manager every year. That had not been successfully done for, I believe, since 2011. And our local station board management evaluation committee did successfully complete this evaluation despite terrible obstacles, and the report was adopted by the LSB and sent to Pacifica's interim executive director October of last year, 2020. Another responsibility I have is to represent the local station board on the Pacifica Foundation's audit committee. As many of you may know, Pacifica's audits had not been successfully completed since I think it was 2012, for a long time until recently. And this was due to a variety of factors. However, this failure had a drastic impact on the finances of Pacifica and of the finances of its five stations. That was because of the fact that our audits weren't completed, that meant that the Pacifica Foundation and the five stations were not eligible to receive funding from the Corporation for Public Financing, Corporation for Public Broadcasting, nor were we eligible for funding from many other sources due to the fact that we didn't have up-to-date audits to show lenders. However, Pacifica finally hired a qualified accounting firm to help Pacifica and all the five stations get their books in order. And over the past 2 years, we have succeeded in bringing, and they have succeeded in bringing us almost up to date. So with that, I am thrilled to report that the Pacifica Foundation's financial statements and independent auditor's report for 2019 was completed. And our audit committee voted on Monday night to recommend them to the Pacifica National Board, which meets tonight. And tonight, hopefully, if everything goes right, the Pacifica National Board will be voting to recommend them just like we did, which they're due Friday. So that would be a wonderful achievement for us. And even better, the 2020 audits should be completed by June 30th. So that's only about 2 months off. So that's how good this firm has done to help us get our books in order. And this has been a remarkable milestone. This will be a remarkable and has been a remarkable milestone for the network and for all the five stations, because it will make us again eligible to receive a wide variety of additional funding that we have needed so badly, including funds from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which we had for a long time in the past, and of course is a huge help. And lastly, the next major task is to gear up to for the LSB and the members and WBAI community to all mobilize to vote when we receive our ballots regarding the New Day Pacifica proposal for bylaws changes. You will recall, you will all be hearing a lot about this. You heard some about it tonight, as a matter of fact. You'll be hearing a lot more about this in the weeks and months ahead. Ballots will go out during the first days of June, so watch for them. So as I have said, my 2 years on the local station board have been event-packed, and what I see unfolding in the future seems to indicate that this will continue to be the case. And I want to conclude my remarks with 2 points, and this has been made several times, but I'll go ahead and say it again since I had it here. Always remember that you can find out the schedule of meetings of all the bodies of the station, of the foundation, of the other five stations, and our station at kpftx.org. And you can find the meeting schedules, and as our Paul said, you can find recordings of past meetings if you miss them. And my last comment I want to make is I want to express, of course, my deep sorrow at the death of Bob Fass. No one epitomized everything that WBAI stands for like Bob did. He was and remains, he will remain an icon for us. His freeform radio represented everything that we strive for and still strive to present to the world. And I would say long live Bob Fass, and long live WBAI Radio. So that's thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Marilyn Vogt Downey. And at this point in time, it is 8 minutes after 8 o'clock. And you're listening to WBAI New York 99.5 on your FM dial and streaming at www.wbai.org. Normally at this time, you'd be listening to Education at the Crossroads with Basir Mchawi, but that program is not on today. This is a report from the WBAI Local Station Board. My name is R. Paul Martin. I'm your facilitator today, and this month we are presenting various members of the WBAI Local Station Board. You just heard listener delegate Marilyn Vogt Downey, and now let's hear from the other WBAI Local Station Board member here tonight, Michael D.D. White. Go ahead, Michael. You have 10 minutes.
Thank you very much, R. Paul, and thank you also to Catherine Davis, Reggie Johnson, and Max Schmid, who have been helping to put us on the air this evening. I, like Marilyn, am starting, getting into my third year on the local station board. And I've got a request of the listeners tonight, which is that if you're listening to this show, you're interested in the way WBAI is run. And if you're listening to this show, you're getting some of what you need to imagine yourself being on the board. And I invite you to do enough imagining to maybe get yourself in motion to run for the board, because we will be having local station board elections coming up. And if it's going to help you to imagine our poll, as our poll said at the end of the last hour, we will be having a local station board meeting, and you can, it's very easy to attend with Zoom and teleconferencing. That's Wednesday, May 12th at 7 p.m. If you want to do something that's a little less roll up your sleeves and a little bit more not so Robert's rules and stuff to get an idea of what's going on with the station, I think our poll also mentioned one of the things that we've done as an LSB is we've set up a town hall, which is going to be on May 23rd at 7 p.m. And we're having some speakers from community groups come and talk about what gets generally reported in the news and what doesn't, and why it's so important for WBAI to exist. Now, I came to WBAI partly because my wife and I were co-founders of Citizens Defending Libraries, which got us very conscious of the way that information that the public needs to be informed, basically to conduct a democracy, if you will, is subject to control and restriction. And we were concerned about the elimination of libraries, books, and librarians. I'm going to say the Oscars were just this past weekend. I'm suspecting listeners didn't hear them, may not have tuned in, because I guess the listenership for the Oscars was down by 58%. But I didn't catch much of the Oscars, but I did catch a portion. There was a very important film that was up for several Oscars. It was Judas and the Black Messiah, about the assassination of Fred Hampton. The Daniel Kaluuya, who played Fred Hampton, got to do an acceptance speech at the Oscars, and he talked about by playing the role, all of the important things he had gotten by studying Fred Hampton as a man. He also gave a shout out to Fred Hampton Jr., who technically is in the film as an unborn child, for letting them into their lives. Now, Bassirs got the show Education at the Crossroads. At the beginning of April, he did a very interesting show on Judas and the Black Messiah. He had the gentleman who did the music and put the for it, and he also had Fred Hampton Jr., Chairman Fred Jr., on the show. One of the most important things I thought about that program, aside from the fact that it teaches you about the COINTEL program, you know, which executed Fred Hampton, was at the end of the show, we learned that Fred, Chairman Fred Jr., is censored from Facebook. So this is what is that the internet is rife with censorship, and that censorship is occurs in many, many ways. This is why terrestrial radio, why WBAI is so important. And I've referred to it previously as WBAI because it cannot be as easily censored or censored in the same way as the internet, as a backstop against censorship. That is one of the reasons that I'm on the board. You can pick your own reason for coming on the board, or as was made a point by one of the previous callers, that you could start by coming to the community advisory board, which is easier to become a part of in a quicker fashion. On the board, I've been I'm currently on the program director search committee. The board, for instance, was involved in Allegiance, bringing in Allegiance and a new fundraising. This has resulted in a very surprisingly good month of fundraising in April. Our goal for April was 100,000. April isn't over yet. We've hit a couple of days ago 136,000. That's probably due to the more efficient use of Allegiance. I also want to give a shout out to and express appreciation to management because there's so much to do. And we as a board need to be conscious of whether management is on top of its jobs. But as Basir mentioned in the previous hour, with the switchover from Allegiance, which occurred April 1st, there was a little glitch with respect to the Education in the Crossroads fund collection because the computer thing didn't switch over. Early on the morning of April 7th, Basir sent an email to Berthold saying, here's a problem. In an hour and 10 minutes, Chris, who works on the computer aspects at WBAI, had gotten back to Basir saying, we found the problem, we fixed it, it's all taken care of. So they were right on top of it, and they expressed apologies to Basir and explained that nothing had been intentional. Berthold then sent something to all the producers saying that there had this problem in the switchover, and would everyone please check to make sure they didn't have the problem with their show. I don't think anyone got back and had that problem. Basir did announce the problem at our last LSB meeting on April 14th. He said he thought people had not been able to contribute. Berthold has asked Basir for who those people were. Basir said he couldn't identify them. And there may or may not have been a problem later on, but no one could identify how that would have occurred. I appreciate management being really on top of it. I'm going to invite members, listeners, we only have 3 minutes. So I don't know if I'll have any back and forth with you because it has to be within those 3 minutes that you call. But I'm going to just say in advance, I'd like to know, how do you listen and what of the new shows do you like? How do you listen? When do you listen? Not everyone listens over the terrestrial air. Some people listen via the archives, and some people listen on the internet. And it's important to know which way you do. Now, I've got a couple of shows, things that I'd love to see added to the schedule. And I was asked, where would they go? And I've been studying the schedule, and I think really good thing about the station, that as I study the schedule, we have so much good programming that I can't figure out where to put in the new stuff. But to bring in the new stuff, we've got to find places for it. So I think I'm just about coming up to the end of my 10 minutes. I am on the Committee of Inclusion. I'm on the Governance Committee. There's 30 a seconds. Lot of opportunity to come onto the board. So thank you, and I look forward to hearing from the listeners.
Okay. This is WBAI New York, 99.5 FM, and streaming live at WBAI.org. All right. Thank you, Michael D.D. White, for that report. And do either of you have questions for the other member regarding what they said or anything else? And we have time for questions, 4 minutes. So does either one of you want to open that up?
Yeah, I will. I have something to say.
Go ahead,
Paula. I just want to say that this has become such an unbelievably, unnecessarily big issue by Sears Show. I call, maybe it was corrected on the internet, but it was not corrected at the new call center. And I called 2 weeks in a row after the show. I don't put things on my calendar, but I know one of them was last week and the week before. So that would have been the 15th and the 22nd. Both times I was unable. They said the show was not on the list. There were several other shows I asked about and they weren't on the list. That was the first time. The second time I called, it wasn't on the list because I was told it was corrected. It wasn't on the list. And then the operator left and said she had to talk to her supervisor, and she came back and said to me, we do not take favorite show contributions. And that was that. So there is definitely a problem at the call center. I have not turned my attention to that again. I reported that to Basir and several other people, and I asked them to call and try to make favorite show contributions to see if it was possible. I haven't had time to turn my attention to that again, but I just want to say that the issue as of last Thursday had not been resolved. So with regard to the call center, the new call center. So I just wanted to establish that for the record.
And if I can agree with Marilyn, I too agree that this issue has been unnecessarily blown up. I'm really surprised it keeps coming back.
Well, it keeps coming back because it's not resolved, Michael.
That's not my information. Thanks.
Well, I know it isn't, but you've got wrong information.
Okay. All right. That was one of them. Michael, do you have a question for Marilyn Vogt Downey?
One of the callers in talked about getting more diversity into the schedule and adding more flavor to the stew. The 52-week rotating preemption schedule actually gives us an opportunity to do that and do that kind of experimenting with doing things a little different, as the sort of like that caller was suggesting. What do you think about ways that we can experiment with bringing in new material and adding more flavor to the stew, as the listener said?
I think our stew is so spicy, I'm surprised that it doesn't burn your mouth. I mean, we have had more changes in our program grid over the last year than I think all the 5 years before that put together, or something on that level. It's been an enormous number of program changes. The problem with our grid is not, while some people may like more changes, in my view, in terms of getting loyal listeners and having predictable schedules that you can tune in and find the program you expected to hear or know where to find it, we have really tanked confidence because of all the changes. We have plenty of wonderful programs. We have marvelous programs on WBAI. That's not the issue. The issue is to establish a stability where there is a program grid people can count on, and they know they can tune into their station and where it is. So that's just the biggest problem we have right now.
And I agree that Marilyn is pointing out that there is a concept about capitalizing on developing listener habits, and there are different theories about that, but there's certainly an operative theory about having as much routine as you can for various reasons. And some people also like the opposite for different reasons.
Okay. All right. If that's it for comments on there, let me say we'll be taking phone calls from listeners starting at 8:30 or so, at 212-209-2877. And in this time, I'm supposed to pitch, which I'll do. This is WBAI New York, and we are listener-sponsored, non-commercial radio. Listener-sponsored isn't just a slogan. It's an actual declaration of how we work out. It's actually probably a legal declaration. We are sponsored by the listeners. That's you, those of you listening. And what we do is we ask you to contribute and to keep WBAI going. And we're being asked if you could please call the phone number 1-212-209-2950. And that's not the call-in number. That's the pledge number. And you would get to the call center with that number. And if you could become a BAI buddy, management wants you to become a BAI buddy. A BAI buddy is the name we have for a sustaining membership here at WBAI. And when you call 1-212-209-2950 or go to give2wbai.org, you can say, hey, I want to pledge and become a BAI buddy as a sustaining member. And you can tell the call center how much you would like to donate every month. It could be $5 a month or $10 a month, $15 a month, $20 a month or more, if you please. You also tell the call center what day of the month you want to be charged for that. And what you do is they charge your credit card or your debit card, and you will be donating to WBAI on a monthly basis, whatever you figure you can afford. And again, it could be $5 or $10 or $15 or $20. 1-212-209-2950. The web place to go to in order to pledge is give2wbai.org. That's the word give, G-I-V-E. The number 2, the numeral 2, 2, followed by wbai.org. And so give2wbai is like it's one word, all right? However, for most of you, 1-212-209-2950 is the number to call. And if you can call that number, we'd really appreciate it. You can also give a one-time donation to WBAI at that same 212-209-2950 number, and WBAI will be very glad to get that. So there we are with that. And I think I've done my pitching that I'm required to do here. And maybe, Max, do we have listeners on the call?
Absolutely. Are there callers? We have three.
We have some callers. All right. Let me just break the station one more time. It's 8:28 p.m. at WBAI 99.5 FM. It's WBAI New York, and we're streaming at WBAI.org. This is a report from the WBAI Local Station Board. My name is R. Paul Martin. I'm your facilitator today. This month, we're presenting various members of the LSB. In this hour, we've heard from listener delegates Marilyn Vote Downey and Michael D.D. White, and now it's time to hear from you. We are going to be taking calls at 1-212-209-2877. Again, that's 1-212-209-2877. As I said in the first hour, we encourage new callers to join the conversation. And again, I want to remind you that we're continuing our new protocol to accommodate as many listeners as possible. There will be a 3-minute limit for each call. It can be 3 minutes of interaction with LSB members or a 3-minute monologue, but 3 minutes is the limit. And since we already have callers on the line, I don't think we have to have any dialing music. So let's go to the first caller. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hi, it's Russell up in Westchester.
Go ahead.
Hey, R. Paul Martin, I really liked your story about the Pillar of Fire church being hit by the airplane in 1960. I'd love to hear that again. And, you know, Gary Null is the anchor for my day. At noon, I always return to WBAI because he brings me back. The same with King Downey and Joanna in the morning. They get me started. Once Amy Goodman goes on with her neoliberal trash, I turn it off, and that's where I lose track of what happens between then and noon. So just so you know, that's what's going on. A suggestion, could reminders be sent to people's telephones about favorite shows, like, hey, your show's coming on, and by the way, send us a few bucks? That's a suggestion, you know, because everyone gets reminders on their phones now. When is Atlantic Avenue reopening? And also, times have changed. The culture's changed. The station changes. What's radical and what's conformism is changed. So when people go, oh, I want to go back to the 60s and 70s, you can forget about it, okay? Now, as far as Bob Vest, and I'll wrap it up real quick, it really is terrible. I think this should be a free-form memorial show, a Bob Vest free-form radio show, and it should be made up on a rotating basis of the notorious callers. Obviously, I'm biased. Janine and Anthony of Brooklyn, Laura of Long Island, the guy who calls about, you know, it's a republic, not a democracy. I mean, there's some crazy callers out there, and it would be nice on a rotating basis to hear from them. So thanks for listening to me. Great show. Bye.
Okay. Thank you, listener. All right. Max, can we have the next caller, please? And
go ahead,
caller, you're on the air.
Hi. Hi. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for the program. I just wanted to say that I think that a jazz show needs to be brought back to the airwaves. They need to bring Dwight Brewster back. And I wanted to agree with Marilyn about the program grid. I looked at the program grid for a quick second today to see something, and it said on next to certain regularly scheduled programs, special, and then it said hosted by, and then it said host. And I had to laugh out loud because the program grid is constantly changing. There's never any program announcements made about the changes. And when people tune in to hear whatever show they're tuning in to listen to, and then they don't hear their show, and then they can't look at the program grid to see what's going to be on instead or whatever, it's turning off a lot of listeners. I'm in touch with a lot of listeners, and they're not giving money because this has been a problem for at least 6 months, if not more. And I'm sorry about Bob. I knew him. I was on his show a couple of times. And I agree with Russell that there should be, like, some kind of timely show in Bob's name or however that's going to be termed. I don't agree with Russell about Gary Null. Gary Null needs to they need to find more diverse health people. He is not the god of health. And he shouldn't be talking about politics because that's not what area he is in. And he's he puts me off. I've known him for years. He puts me off. So thanks again, Marilyn. I really appreciate what you said. And the last thing I will say is that we need to have community issues on the air, spoken about the community people need to be on the air discussing what's affecting their communities, because there's very, very little of that on all the shows on BAI. Some on some, but it's not like it needs to be to get money in. I learned from a former program director that it's the programming that brings the money in. And I, for one, am sick and tired of Christine Blasdale. Good night, everyone. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, caller. Max, how are we fixed for callers?
Hi.
Three more.
Okay. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi. Back of the book. I enjoy you on Saturdays. Okay. I'm just wondering, what happened to the Positive Mind, the Armand DeMille Center? That was like my favorite show that we tuned into once a week. It actually, the last one was when the pandemic just occurred. And that was like the last one, and it never came back. And I, you know, so that's my thing. That was like, you know, the therapy of the week. And so, yeah. And other than that, I think we're doing great. I don't know. I like all our shows. I really can't complain. The music's great. Unfortunately, we have to archive them because they're wee in the hours. But that's it. And Russell, you keep naming my name, huh, Russell? All right. Anyway, so that's it. The Positive Mind. I thought it was a fabulous show.
it always, you know, was out there for all kinds of issues. And the Armand DeMille Center, Kevin, we miss him. I miss him terribly. That's my concern. Okay? And I...
All right. It.
Thank you.
Thank you,
and you've got a great show Saturday morning. I wake up with you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Do we have any other phone callers, Max?
Yes, the next one is up.
Okay, here comes the next caller. You're on the air.
Yes, I was a member of WBAI, and I stopped giving specifically because of Gary Null. I find he is using the station to promote his products and himself, and he made a fortune over the last three decades, getting free advertising using WBAI's airwaves to get basically free advertorial for him. You know, it's all about him, his Wikipedia attacks, writing about him, his retreat, his green stuff, and his products. And it makes me not want to become a member. Because quackery, I'm not going to support quackery. And I think it's a terrible thing. And it has a negative effect on other programming because, you know, it's a nonprofit. And I feel that his show is him, his product. Gary Null, you know, has a website. He's a businessman. He's worth maybe $60 million. And it's all because WBI gave him the free megaphone for Gary Null. And I think it's a crime. He should pay WBAI $2 million every year for all the money he's made over the last 40 years. Free advertising, it's a crime. Thank you.
Could I respond, Arpal?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to, I mean, there's been quite a concert here on Gary Null, and I want to say the last caller. I understand how you feel about it, and I share some of your sentiments, and around Christine Blasdale as well. I have my real problems with the self promotion, but remember what I said in my report that for just about a decade, the network has been going without CPB money and lots of other money that we could have gotten had we had our audits completed. And once we get our audits completed and we start getting money again from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and many other sources that will be open to us, we won't have to rely on these kinds of things in order to survive. Unfortunately, people do send money for it, which is why management keeps them on, evidently. But don't stop giving to the station because of that, because this is it's a problem we have that hopefully we'll get over, and we should be able to get over soon. And so don't lose heart. I just wanted to say that. And to the woman who said we need more community voices, I just want to say, you know, we have a lot of community voices. I mean, yeah. We have
Marilyn, we've hit the 3-minute mark.
Okay, fine.
Okay. Max, can we have the next caller, please?
Go ahead.
Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Good evening. Is this WBAI?
Yep.
Okay. This is going to be much less than 3 minutes. A very wise journalist once said to me the following. If you're against injustice, chicanery, and trickery in location A, you'd better be against it in B, C, Q, and Z. And unfortunately, there's as much slant WBAI on the left with the news as there is on the right, and I don't like it. Let me say this. I've supported BAI for not years, but decades, and I won't tell you how much I've given because you wouldn't believe it, but it's true. There are right now 3 programs on WBAI that I listen to regularly, and I will tell you what they are, and I'm proud of them. Jim Freund, Hour of the Wolf. He should be on 2 hours, not 45 minutes every Saturday and sometimes every other Saturday. Number 2, Folk Radio. I hope Folk Radio will be on. Folk Radio should have been on 20 years ago, but thank God it's been on. I'm glad that they have their people that they have every week. And, of course, the third program, hooray for Max, golden age of radio, Mansion for the Rat with his friend Marie Hendrickson, and, of course, Dustbin of History. Those are the three programs that I listen to. If those programs weren't on, I would have stopped giving years ago. Thanks a lot. Keep up the good work, and especially for Max. He ought to get an award because he sticks around late at night when there's nobody there, and I worry about him being able to catch the last train home. So there you go.
Okay. Well, thank you, caller. All right, Max, how are we fixed for callers at this point in time?
Oh, we're overloaded.
Okay. All right, next
caller.
Can I
do a quick response on that one?
Okay, quick one, yeah.
Very quick. Just the reference to the right and the left. I don't think we should be thinking in those terms for the station. There's a lot of people who say they're left and they have nothing, or progressive, and they have nothing to do with it. Let's just get really good information out there for people.
Okay. Let's have the next caller. And caller, you're on the air. You have 3 minutes.
Yes, I agree with some of the programming that the gentleman prior to me spoke about. I like David Rothenberg. I like a lot of different programs that you have. I will say that many of the AM programs present a lot of challenging situations. And I have found that the listeners have a tendency to have many of the answers. Our listeners are very knowledgeable and diverse in their professional life, political life, etc. And I like to see the lines open more often. We need to get a little more of the input from the listener, since the overall radio is being supported by the listener. So I'd like to see that happen. The call-in period is much too short. It's becoming shorter and shorter. And what you get is a barrage of the problem and not enough suggestions on the solution. For Mr. Knowles, I think he has excellent products that you cannot find elsewhere, and that's why he's popular in that arena. Some of the political areas, I am not exactly with it, but for the products that he presents to us, you can't get any place else. This is what WBAI is about, giving something that cannot be had elsewhere that can be helpful. So I would like to see the lines open, and I would like to see perhaps a listener program. That might be very interesting as well. But thank you very much. I'm the BAA buddy for many years. And I want to give a shout out to Michael G. He's been fighting really hard when we didn't have any producers. So, this is an excellent excellent station, and I want to see it prosper for many years. I'm more than happy to give some equity to have that come about. All right. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you, caller. Okay. Can we add the next caller on the line? And caller, you're on the air. You have 3 minutes.
Okay. Calling back. This is a member of the Community Advisory Board. My name is Mario. I'd like to invite the listeners. Now, what's nice about these report to the LSB report to the listeners, I don't know, about a dozen people, and pretty much all new people call. That's what I've noticed by the sound of the people's voices. That's a larger turnout than actually any participation of either meetings, but the CAB, the Community Advisory Board, is increasing in participation. I think we got about 16 people now participating. I'm actually shifting my focus more on educating and enrolling and also being more critical of my fellow listeners than the people who are serving. Now, everyone was a listener, and pretty much even producers. Now, one of the things you're going to hear, I'm compiling a list of what I'm calling the Millionaire Listener Club or Millionaire BAI Participation Club. Listeners may not know, but there are producers, and this is no criticism, good or bad. I'm just pointing this information out, that there are millionaire people who are listed publicly as millionaires and or close to it, who have shows on this program or appear regularly as guests. Not program on the station. So these are the things that we discuss to try to raise money, try to come up with creative ways at the Community Advisory Board. Now you can call in. I'd like to give the number. The meeting is every third Sunday.
So the number you call in is the area code 623-600-3766. Again, 623. Look at this. I got a call coming in, and it bumped it. All right, I still got time. Let me see if I can get it back. Here we go. Area code 623-600-3766. And the code to call in that you punch in is 963-003. And it's a party line. You can call from your home. I think I got about 30 seconds left. You know, that's a place where listeners can criticize and, well, like a bad word, analyze and come up with ways to get the message across to the LSB in a consensus form. And we're going to follow the bylaws of the station and the mission statement of the Pacifica and also the requirements by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Things are changing, and even on the LSB. We need more participation from you listeners. Very critical. It's my time. Thank you, guys.
Okay. Yes, caller. Thank you. All right. Could we have the next caller, please? And caller, you're on the air. You have 3 minutes. Go ahead.
How are you? My name is Anthony. I am a
caller.
Subscriber to my name is Anthony. And
if there's somebody there, please speak up. I can't hear you.
Hold on. Okay. My name is Anthony. I'm a subscriber to WBAI. I'm a listener, and I call up periodically. I'd like to get my 2 cents in and everything. I'm a Democrat. I lean to the left, but I'm not to the far left. But I do hear at times different opinions from the far left. I hear more from the far left than I do from the right in reference to what's right or wrong with the country and with the station. And listening to other people give their critique of Gary Noll, I, for one, have to agree with certain things, too, especially early on when he was laying claim to that ingredient that the president wanted people to swallow, some sort of bleach or something. He was claiming that it works and that the vaccine is not really good. And I have the vaccine. I have 2 shots of the vaccine. And I've heard other people claim about the vaccine. And if it's, you know, if it's your opinion, please say your opinion. And does it belong to the BAI people? Because it's something that's out there that is life-saving, the vaccine, in my opinion. I feel good. Even though I still wear a mask, I feel good. I support this show, but there are people that call up and just like to hear themselves and complain. The Lavrish show that goes on late at night, that's a great show. The gentleman who just died, he passed away. May rest in peace. I heard he had a wonderful show. My wife would archive his show, and we would hear it. And so that's my 2 cents, and thank you, and have a great night.
Okay, thank you, caller. Okay, if we have another caller, could we please get the caller online?
And okay, we're
caller,
down to
you're
two,
on the air.
So
you have 3 minutes.
Want to call in, 212-209-2877. Here's the next call.
You're on the air, caller.
Go ahead, caller.
Hello. Go ahead.
Hello.
Okay, here's the next one.
Okay. Caller, you're on the air. You have 3 minutes. Go ahead.
Hello. I would like to know when BAI ceased to be Peace and Justice Radio, because now they call themselves community radio, non-commercial radio, anti-corporate radio. But they no longer say peace and justice, which is why I tuned in 50 years ago. What happened? They're not against war anymore. They used to be anti-war. What happened?
Caller?
Can I respond?
I don't know. Caller, maybe that's a rhetorical question because we're not management and I think we really can't answer that particular question, but you still have time left on your 3 minutes, and do you want to say something else?
Well, how can you not respond? I'm asking you how you're no longer Peace and Justice Radio. What happened?
Yeah, we don't know. We can't answer that. We're not management.
I could respond to our poll.
Michael? Yeah, Michael, go ahead.
So there is how we're branded, what particular words we use, and there is also what we provide in terms of content. And we are providing a lot of content that is that addresses peace and justice. I mean, Code Pink is a fantastic example of a program that deals with issues of war. There's a lot of potential branding that we could be doing. I like to refer to us as radio for the 99.5%, but that hasn't been used. The Democracy Now, which runs on our air, used to call itself the War and Peace Report, and it doesn't anymore. It calls itself the Quarantine Report, which is a switch I don't like. But
it's ridiculous.
There's the content versus the actual brand name that we're trying to and how we brand ourselves. So there's various ways that we can do that, and I appreciate the suggestion. We should be using peace and justice more.
Could I respond? Could I make a
very, very fast, so we have only enough time for one more call if you're very fast.
Okay, I just want to say we aren't about branding. Branding is what the corporations do to try to sell something to people. We are about content, and I relate to the caller's concerns. I think we do have a lot of wonderful programs, but the producers, you have to contact producers to get more coverage of all the wars the United States is involved in. It's very
okay. Max, we have time for one more call. Could you put the caller on, please? And caller, you're on the air. You have 3 minutes.
Yeah, hi. How you doing? You there?
Yeah, you have 3 minutes. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's great you're doing this show. I think you should do it more often on the air, have more of these meetings on the air. I think WBAI is a great station, and it's, you know, it's listener-sponsored, commercial-free. You know, it's ethnic radio. It's not controlled by corporations and other weirdos out there. And, you know, as far as Pacifica goes, they need to realize that the whole world is having money problems right now. And just because BAI can't raise a lot of money in other stations, it's not their fault. Everybody's having a rough time right now. And, you know, a lot of people don't have $2,500 to go down and see Gary Knoll for a week. A lot of people don't have $225 to buy a water filter or $150 for this or $180 for that. I mean, maybe your premium shouldn't be over $100. I don't know. But I think you guys do a hell of a job, and I think it's a great station, and you guys do a good job. And I think if more people want to do something, why don't they come down and donate some of their time and volunteer and help you guys? That's how I feel. You know, everybody can sit back and say this and that and this and that, but there's a lot of work to do over there running that station, and I think more people should give you a hand. And a lot of these millionaires that have radio shows and are guests on shows, I think they should be kicking in more money each year to help you guys out. So that's all I got to say, and I'll talk to you later. Have a great
day.
Okay,
thank you, caller. And that has been pretty much it for this program. No, because we got to go. It's 8:53, and this is WBAI New York, and we'd like to thank all of the members. And this last hour, you heard Marilyn Vogt Downey and Michael D.D. White. And we'd like to thank all four LSB members for their participation. And there are upcoming meetings, and they are they're all available at kpftx.org, by the way. And if you want to contact the LSB to get more information about the LSB or to hear past LSB radio shows, please visit www.wbai.org/lsbindex.php. Meeting announcements, Thursday, May 6th, At 8:30 p.m. is a PNB meeting. That's Pacifica National Board. Wednesday, May 12th at 7 p.m. is the WBAI LSP meeting / Delegate Assembly. On Wednesday, 1 week later, May 19th at 7 p.m. is a WBAI Local Finance Committee meeting. And you can find out the details of how to listen to all of those things by going up to kpftx.org. And let's see. So all of that stuff is there, and you have all of that information. And next, LSB Radio Report will air Friday, May 28th from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., and it will be presented by another batch of various LSB members, and so keep an ear out for that announcement. We would like to offer special thanks to Linda Perry, the Ralph Nader Hour, and Education at the Crossroads for use of this time. Our engineers, Reggie Johnson and Max Schmid, for their assistance, and Catherine Davis for making the Zoom reservation. And thank all of you for calling in today. And up next is Backstage Stories with Marcia Pendleton. Until next month, stay tuned and good night.
Pendleton, producer and host of Backstage Stories on WBAI New York. Black theaters continue to play important roles in their communities, from telling tales from the African diaspora, to providing platforms for emerging and established artists, to creating spaces for the audience to call home. Black Theater Matters. On Thursday, April 29th at 9 p.m., Black Theater Advocate Suhira K. Sultan and Dr. Monica White in Dunu will discuss why Black theater must thrive and not just survive. Join us for this impactful conversation on the next Backstage Stories.
It was February in 1967, and all week long on Radio Unnameable, Bob talked about the fact that he had friends coming in from Europe to JFK, and he wouldn't be able to meet them. And so callers started saying, well, we'll go out and meet them. And it started to grow, and I somehow got pulled into it. I didn't know anybody at BAI, but I got on the subway, I went out to the end of the line, got on the bus, and as I approached the International Arrivals Building, I could see inside this huge space, and there was very few people there. I felt really stupid, but I walked through the door, and as soon as I got through the door, there was this huge applause and welcoming, and I looked up, and there was a balcony all the way around that space, and I went up and joined them, and we welcomed everybody that came in until there were like 3,000 of us. It was the fly-in. There are more stories. Join us at midnight for Radio Unnameable and Stories About the Cabal.
Hi, this is Hannah from WBAI's Premiums Department. As you may know, WBAI now has a new phone number to call to make donations or to pledge for premiums at 212-209-2950. Thank you for being a WBAI member and for making a contribution to keep the station afloat. But if you have a question about a premium, please do not call that number. All the call center can do is take down the info and send it to premiums@wbai.org, and time on the line costs us money. Instead, please email us directly with your question or concern. The email is premiums@wbai.org or call 212-209-2870. We promise to get back to you within a week's time. Again, please call 212-209-2870 if you have a question about a premium you ordered, or email premiums@wbai.org.
this is Doug Wood from Green Street, heard every Tuesday morning here on WBAI. At most radio stations, the focus is on advertising, ratings, and profits. Here at WBAI, the focus is on people and issues. We don't have advertisers, and while that provides us with editorial freedom, it also means we depend on your financial support to stay on the air. Please join Patty and me by becoming a member of WBAI, ensuring this station's future and your 24/7 access to the truth. It's easy and quick. Just visit WBAI.org. And thank you.